Come, my love, I'll tell you a tale of a boy and girl and their love story, and how he loved her oh so much, and all the charms she did possess. Now this did happen once upon a time, when things were not so complex, and how he worshipped the ground she walked, and when he looked in her eyes, he became obsessed. My love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel. My love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel. It's as real as the feelings I feel. Love was stronger than the power so dark a prince could have within his keeping. His spells to weave and steal a heart within her breast, but only sleeping. My love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel. My love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel. It's as real as the feelings I feel. My heart at the foot of your dress, she said. Don't you know that storybook loves always have a happy ending? Then he swooped her up just like in the books, and on his stallion they rode away. My love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel. My love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel. It's as real as the feelings I feel.
Dreadlock. I know what you're thinking. Did he fire 6 shots or only 5? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Sometimes I feel a little mad, but don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Sometimes I'm so carefree with a joy that's hard to hide. And sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems and I get my share, and that's one thing I never mean to do, 'cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? I have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself long regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done. Understood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Pardon me. Have you any gray poupon?
Road. So won't you go and buy half a gallon, baby? I love Rocky Road. razor and throw away the key. Singing, I love Rocky Road. So won't you go and buy half a gallon, baby? I love Rocky Road. So have another triple-scope with me. I love Rocky Road. So won't you go and buy half a gallon, baby? I love Rocky Road. So have another triple-scope with me. I love Rocky Road. So won't you go and buy half a gallon, baby? I love Rocky Road. So have another triple-scope with me. I love Rocky Road. So won't you go and buy half a gallon, baby? I love Rocky Road. So have another triple-scope with me.
You know, a lot of times in this business, the deliverer of a hype situation never really lives up to the billing. I promised everyone tonight that I would deliver something that would rock the WWE's foundation. There's a new member to the NWO.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce the new member to the NWO!
Who is it? Oh, wait a minute. It can't be.
What?
Is it really? It's a homebred kid, Shawn Michaels, an NWO. Tell you what, Schiffner said sometimes these major announcements fall a little bit flat, but not this one. I can't believe this. Shawn Michaels back in the WWE, and Shawn Michaels, a member of the NWO, and Michaels looks awesome. He looks to be in great shape.
as he goes back to the ring. Bischoff was ducking behind our monitor here, behind the desk.
You know, I've never seen a scared look on the face of such a dangerous, dangerous man.
He was petrified is what he was.
He's a trained killer, you know.
Ric Flair, there was terror in Eric Bischoff's eyes. I wonder if he's going to see that on the 27th of December at Starrcade.
Bischoff, damn it all, we're in Tampa, Florida, where they like wrestling more. These people grew up on blood, guts, and Eddie Graham, baby. And then along came the American Dream, Dusty Vigon Rhodes, who bled with me, against me, with the Briscoes, the Funks, the Sullivans, the Windhams, with everybody that was somebody, came through Florida and paid the price. And you, you worthless scumbag, you aristocrat, you pencil neck, when I get you in Washington, D.C.
Uh-oh. Ho!
I'm gonna strangle you half to death!
Just a couple of weeks out from Starrcade.
I'm gonna reach down inside your skinny little neck, grab what heart you have, and pull it out to show the world you have no heart.
All right. Tony, Larry, Mike today, gentlemen. I can't believe it. Ric Flair, totally exhausted, and perhaps for good reason. He and Bischoff head on at Starrcade on the 27th on pay-per-view. Stay tuned, we've got more action right after this. This man has hurt himself. Might get somebody here.
All right, wait, hold up now. Security. Fans, Flair. Arn Anderson has run out. This is... Flair was so emotional, he just spent himself in that interview, and those elbow drops, Flair's in. Arn Anderson, there's a sense of urgency here, fans, so stay right with us here. Was it his
shoulder? I don't know. No.
Favoring his arm, his elbow, his shoulder, what is it?
No idea, fans.
All I know is Bischoff got way underneath the skin too much. It's driving Flair insane.
Our trainer Danny Young has come out. Now, that's David Crockett, who's in charge of our on-site production. And this is...
injured himself. Here in the ring, Arn Anderson has joined him. Now even Dusty Rhodes is here. There's tremendous concern. Get it off. Get the camera off.
Yeah, we do probably need... Well, what are we going to do here? Somebody tell me where we're going to go.
Thank you. So I Don't be concerned, Blue Boy. You're the only one who can hear me. It's my own private frequency. You might call it Lex TV. Look to your left, tall, dark, and handsome. I'm gonna blow 20 stories off that building, give and take a floor or two. Peace.
Man, the clock's okay in there. I better look, okay?
I'm sorry, Lois, but an emergency's come up. I'll have to go. My apologies to Miss Warfield.
Oh, but... Superman! Take me with you! I can cover the story! You seen Clark?
Huh?
Guess who? It's your old friend, Lex.
Luther, I suspect if you'd actually planted a bomb, you'd be miles away from here by now.
This is my nephew, Lenny. He worships me.
The dude of steel. Boy, are you gonna get it?
Silly me, thinking I could fool a super guy.
You're right. No bomb. With this thing, you're so involved in this world peace bit. You don't have time for social calls. I confess. I tricked you.
Hey, you look great.
Never mind the small talk, Luther. I've got a lot to do. What are you up to?
You know you're a workaholic. You're playing a good guy 24 hours a day. Why don't you stop and smell the roses, huh? Get yourself a hobby, a pet, a kitten, a puppy.
Well, it's common knowledge that you hate children and animals, Luther. What are you doing back in Metropolis?
Because I want to be the first to introduce you to the new kid on the block. Look closely at the cell structure. You see anything familiar?
You've already broken all the laws of man, Luther. Now it looks as though you've broken the laws of nature, too. I can only assume you must have hidden a device of some kind in one of those missiles I hurled into the sun.
You know, Mr. Muscle, I'm gonna really miss these little chats we had together. You're the only one that could keep up with me.
Lenny!
What?
I want to propose a toast to a nice guy who's about to finish last.
Destroy Superman.
Later. He's a little bit anxious. Can you blame him? Not one of your great thinkers. But I, in all modesty, am. You know, the really touching thing about this plan is you helped me devise it.
Your time in prison has twisted your mind into a delusionary state, Luther.
No, listen. When I escaped from prison, I had one thing on my mind. The end of Superman. So there I was. The first time in my life that I didn't have a long-range, truly devious criminal scheme. And then I came up with it. With this guy, and you gone, I'm gonna make a fortune rearming the world.
You'd risk worldwide nuclear war for your own personal financial gain.
Nobody wants war. I just want to keep the threat alive. Nifty, huh? Good night, sweet prince. Parting is inevitable. Destroy Superman. First, I have fun.
Yeah.
Real funny. Real funny.
You know.
Oh, yeah, that was great. All right, standing by now, ladies and gentlemen, the real Roddy Piper.
Where? Where is he?
In pre-recorded comments, I mean. We're going to have Roddy Piper here with us momentarily.
Pre-recorded comments. Hey, you want some comments about Roddy Piper? I'll give you some comments about the big movie star. Hey, Piper, how'd you get in the movies anyway? If I had a face like his, I'd sue my parents. You know what? When I get through with you, this coming week at King of the Ring, the only kind of movies you're going to be in are horror movies. Because I'm going to rearrange that pretty little face of his. And all of those kids up in Canada, they're going to be crying the blues because they ain't going to get nothing from you, Piper. The only thing you're going to get in King of the Ring is a beating from the real king. What about those comments?
Let's take you now, ladies and gentlemen, to Rowdy Roddy Piper to the pre-recorded comments. Listen up, King.
Hey, King. That's it. You take some kid, some poor little young, I don't know, 18-year-old kid who wants to come in and think he's going to come in as Roddy Piper because maybe he likes Roddy Piper. Thanks for the compliment. I do dig that. I hate a bully. I hate a bully. Bumping around in these bumper cars is one thing. Being a bully is another thing. I was bullied as a kid. You big toad, let me tell you what I'm gonna do now. I'm gonna find that kid, and I'm gonna bring that kid with me someplace, sometime, in front of everybody. It'll be my secret, but everybody's gonna see it. And then I'm gonna get you down and have you kiss his feet and have you bang. I've had it with you, Jerry Lawler. If that's the way you want to treat the fans, that's the way you want to be, that's the way I'm going to treat you, because when Roddy Piper's good, he's doggone good. When he's bad, he's better.
Got
advertising. Birds eat. Ants love it. Fowls eat it. Goats love to play.
You gonna kill me now, Snake?
I'm too tired. Maybe later.
I've got another deal for you. I want you to think it over while you're resting. I want to give you a job. We'd make one hell of a team, Snake.
The name's Plissken.